Mabuhay, GWA Backstage. This is Oh Yes Sir, and I'm going to share my answers to Kyrus's I Like Languages questionnaire. This is actually the first questionnaire that I'm going to answer on my own, and it's perfect because I like languages too. I like learning new languages, and more importantly, I like Kyrus. Hi, Kyrus. Okay, I'm gonna stop being so creepy now, and I'm just going to start answering. Okay, question number one. What is your native language? My native language is Tagalog, which is one of the major languages in the Philippines. There are several other Philippine languages, such as Bicolano and Bisaya, which I am somehow capable of speaking and understanding, but I'm not at all fluent. Tagalog is spoken mostly in the central part of the northern Philippines. It's a good thing that most Filipinos can speak Tagalog because otherwise I would have a lot of trouble communicating because Tagalog is all I know, Tagalog and English. I have lived in the city all my life and Tagalog is predominantly used. However, I am jealous, actually, of other Filipinos who know several languages, so I sometimes ask my friends to teach me Bicolano or Bisaya. Admittedly, though, the words that I know may not be very useful for everyday conversations. For example, in Bicolano, I know how to say, I love you. Padabata ika. I also know how to say, let's go to sleep. Makaturog na kita. Another very useful thing that I know how to say is, give me the remote. Kaputi ang remote. What are some other Bicolano words that I know? Magayon. Magayon is beautiful. The superlative of magayon is magayonon. So, Kyrus is magayonon. delicious, masiram. What else? I also know how to say dog, ayam. Ant, kutitob, which is a word that I find very funny, kutitob. And body parts such as teeth, ngipon, ears, talinga, feet, bitis, hands, kamot, and mouth, ngimot. Yay! So, one of the interesting things that I found out about Bicolano is that has different words used for the same thing. For example, what's a good example? Pussy. Oh, okay, that's not a very good... Okay, fine, whatever, I'll do it. Why did I say that? Pussy. I know two words. Buli, which means small pussy, and pudai, which means big pussy. Okay, I have no idea why they have to distinguish between the sizes, but yeah. Okay. To be fair, there are also other words for cock. Oh, God. Okay, sorry. Pitoy is a small cock, and buto is a big cock. Huh. There you go. You now know how to say pussy and cock in different ways in Bicolano. They also have different words for poop. Okay, sorry. If you guys are eating right now, please feel free to skip these next few minutes because I'm going to talk about poop. I say the most awkward and non-useful words? Okay, so poop, there are two kinds that I know. Odo. It's the solid kind of poop. And, oh my god, igit is the soft kind of poop. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking about poop now. Oh gosh. I think it's also worth mentioning that we used to have our own writing system called Alibata or Baybayin, but it's not being used anymore. It was predominantly used during the Spanish occupation of the Philippines, and it consists of how many? 18 characters. I will link a picture in case you guys want to check it out. This alphabet is not really being taught in schools anymore, and I only know it because it was required in college. Okay, enough about question number one. What's question number two? Do you like your native language? If yes, what do you enjoy? Sorry. Well, yes, definitely. I love my native language. Although I can't think of any particular aspect of Tagalog that I like, but what I like about it is that it makes me feel comfortable. I discovered this when I was coming home to Manila after working in India for a while, and there was a layover in Singapore. So I was at the airport, and I was waiting in line to buy coffee, and this lady in front of me started speaking Tagalog. I was instantly filled with this warm feeling of comfort, even though all she was saying was that she had no idea what she was going to order. Okay. Question number three. Do you think your native language might be difficult for foreigners to learn? Why and why not? I don't think it's difficult to learn Tagalog. I do know a lot of foreigners who have learned how to speak Tagalog fluently. I think it just depends on who is teaching them. I am definitely sure that I am not a very good Tagalog teacher, because I will most likely just teach you random words that have no use in everyday conversations. Okay, but we'll find. If you want to learn Tagalog, I will try my best to teach you. Okay, question number four. Do you know any other languages apart from English? I know French because I was required to take a foreign language elective in college, so I chose French. And I'm also certified in Japanese because it's also required for grad school. However, I haven't been able to practice both languages for several years. So if you talk to me in Japanese or French, I would always be like, the only phrase that I remember in Japanese. Well, not really, but it's what I use more often. It's Yukuri Hanashite Kudasai, which means please speak slowly. So, yeah. Question number, what number am I in? Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. It's 3 a.m. and I'm starting to feel a little drowsy. But I'm halfway through, so I'm gonna finish this. Okay. What is your favorite language ever? Why? Is it also the one that you find the sexiest? Well, my favorite language ever is my own language. However, I do find French to be very sexy. I don't find Tagalog sexy at all. Just listening to someone speaking in French makes me feel like I'm being caressed all over my body. Yeah. And English is also very sexy. Maybe because I'm more comfortable expressing my feelings in English. Yeah. Number six, which languages would you like to learn and why? Oh, I would love to learn all the languages if I could. But if I were to choose, I would love to learn how to speak Spanish. Because there are a lot of Spanish words in the Filipino language, and Spanish used to be required in school, so older people are really, really good in speaking Spanish. It's a shame that we aren't required to learn Spanish anymore. I don't know why. Because it would have been super, super cool. Yeah. What else? Huh, I would also love to learn how to speak Polish, because Kiris. Haha. Hi, Kiris. Really have to stop doing that. Okay. Number seven. Any languages you would never want to pick up? Why not? There are none. No. As I said, I would love to learn all languages if I could. But I can't. Number eight. Tell us your favorite word, phrase, saying in your native language. What does it mean and why do you like it? I don't have a particular phrase that I would consider my favorite in Tagalog, but there is an interesting Tagalog dialogue, and it goes like this. Baba baba, baba ba. Yeah, that's a dialogue. Baba ba means going down, and ba is a question word that translates to is it. So baba baba means going down. Baba baba means is it going down? Oh my gosh, I'm starting to feel sleepy. Okay. Baba baba means is it going down? For example, if you're waiting for an elevator and the elevator stops on your floor, there are people inside the elevator and you ask them, baba baba. And if they answer baba ba, then yes, the elevator is going down. Okay, I hope you found that interesting. That was silly. Okay, sorry. Number nine, tongue twisters time. Do you know any tongue twisters in your native language? Please share. Okay. I don't know a lot of Tagalog tongue twisters, and the ones that I know are considered not safe for work. I don't know why kids are being taught these tongue twisters, because I definitely learned these when I was in elementary school. So, the first one is pitumput pitong puting tupa. Pitumput pitong puting tupa. Pitumput pitong means 77. Puting means white, and tupa means sheep. So pitumput pitong puting tupa means 77 white sheep. Okay, so I'm going to attempt to say this several times really fast. Here goes. Pitumput pitong puting tupa. Pitumput pitong puting put. Okay. If you mispronounce tupa to puta, well, the meaning changes to 77 white horse. I have no idea why this is being taught in elementary school. Is another one. Oh yeah, I know another one. Okay. Goes like this. Kabilugan ng buwan, buwan ng kabilugan. Kabilugan ng buwan, buwan ng kabilugan. Bilugan ng buwan means full moon, and buwan ng kabilugan means month of fullness. So if you mispronounce Kabilugan to Kalibugan, the meaning changes from month of fullness to month of horniness. Kalibugan is horniness. But I do think there is no way that I will mispronounce Kabilugan to Kalibugan because I don't really use that word. Okay, so yeah, fun things to say that I learned when I was a kid. Question number 10. Are there any words, phrases, sayings you find difficult to translate into English? I do have some words that do not have direct translations to English. The first one, I think I mentioned it to Kiris before. Hi, Kiris. The first word is kilig. It's the overwhelming feeling that you get when you talk to your crush or someone that you love. It's the feeling that it's like feeling that you're blushing, you can't stop smiling, and you have butterflies. That's kilig. You can also feel kilig when someone does something really nice to you or is being very sweet. Yeah, kilig. I get so kilig when I talk to Kiris. Okay. Another word. What is this word? Okay. The word is hugot. This word also translates to pull out. Of course, I chose this word. But, gosh, no, sorry guys. But it's popularly used today to mean something very deeply emotional and painful. Hugot. For example, if a friend and I are having a very light and casual conversation, and all of a sudden he or she gets into a very emotional rant, I would say, "Wow, there you go, hugot. Another word. Yeah, I have another one. It's usog. Usog is an affliction that is attributed to a greeting by a stranger or when someone's presence affects a very susceptible child. For example, if you see a baby and you try to play it with the baby or even say, "Hello, baby, you're so cute." So that was terrible. Okay, sorry, guys. The parents wouldn't let you. Because their kid will be usog. So to keep the child from getting usog, what you have to do is you need to put a little bit of saliva on your fingertips and then you rub it lightly on the child's forehead, the child's tummy and feet while saying "Fuera usog," which means please don't be usog. It's one of the many interesting superstitions that we have. Yeah, so okay, gigil. Gigil is a word that I feel for some of you guys. I feel gigil. It's the urge to pinch or squeeze something or somebody. That's super, super cute. Yeah, I get giggle with Kiris. Am I going at it too much? I'm so sorry, Kiris. Okay. Do I have any more examples? I have po and opo. First one is po. This doesn't have any exact meaning. It's just a word that adds formality. It's typically used when you're talking to older people. And opo is the formal way of saying yes. Yes is oo, but opo is the formal way of saying or Yeah, it's a formal way or more respectful way of saying yes.
Opo.
Sorry, the neighbor's dog is barking. Late at night. I personally use po and opo most of the time, regardless of who I'm talking to, actually. Oh, yeah. Do I have any more examples? Nah, I don't think so. Okay. Question number 11. Yay. Teach us how to introduce yourself in your native language. Okay, I will try my best, guys. You can start with a greeting. Mabuhay. Mabuhay. Though we don't use... What am I doing? We don't usually say that. We just say hello or hi. But mabuhay. My name is... Ako si... State your name. Ako si... Oh, yes, sir. Ako ay... Blank. Taong gulang. I am blank years old. Ako ay, what's 26? Told you I'm bad at this. Ako ay 26 na taong gulang. I'm 26 years old. Ako ay mula sa blank. I am from blank. Ako ay mula sa Manila. What else? Ikinagagalak kong makilala kayo. It's nice to meet you all. Ikinagagalak kong makilala kayo. Ako po si Oya Sir. Ako ay 26 na taong gulang. Ako ay mula sa Maynila. Ikinagagalak kong makilala kayo. Did that make sense? I tried my best. Okay, number 12. We all post audios primarily in English, not shying away from the dirty stuff. Does it feel any different to talk smut in your native language? Oh my god. Are you more embarrassed? Yes. Shy, nervous, or perhaps quite the contrary? Yes, definitely. The most recent recording that I made was for a Tagalog JOI script. And when I first saw it, I was like, oh hell no, I'm not reading that. But I did it. Because I like challenging myself. It was the most difficult script that I have ever read. I kept cringing and giggling and mispronouncing the words and saying, fuck. But I had so much fun recording it. I thought I did a terrible job, which is why I was so, so relieved that the listeners liked it. Yeah. I did try to listen to it, but I couldn't. I listened for like 10 seconds and I'm like, nope, 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 nope. Yikes. But thank you guys to those who listened to it. Number 13. Oh, it's the last question. Oh, okay. Do your verification for GWA in your native language. Okay. Here goes. Mabuhay, Gone Wild Audio. Ako po si Oye Sir. At ang petsa ngayong araw na ito ay ika-12 ng Nobyembre, taong 2016. Yeah. So that concludes the questionnaire. Ah, oh, gosh. I hope that you enjoyed listening to me ramble and talk about Kyrus as much as I enjoyed answering this awesome questionnaire. Thank you so much for listening. Maraming salamat po.